Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Americans are going to the polls. It is the midterms in America, and we wanted to understand what is happening this week, what the race looks like, and what is the likely outcome. Brooke Spector, he's the associate editor at Daily Maverick. He is a retired American diplomat, and of course, well known to you here on Chai FM. Brooks, good morning. Thanks for joining us. An interesting time for you, no doubt.
Good morning. Indeed, it is. You know, we'd like to talk about the fact that people are going to the polls, but there's been a sea change in the way Americans conduct elections. At least 40 million people have already voted.
Wow.
There was advance voting in many states, and of course there are mail-in ballots that have become much more ubiquitous, and there are a couple of states even which conduct all of their elections this way. As a result, there is this huge number of votes that have already been cast, but of course have not been yet counted.
Okay, so I was going to ask you that. Can they start doing that or not? Because that could influence the process, wouldn't it, if that information starts to come to become known?
That's the argument. And as a result, they usually, and there have been lawsuits over this over the years, they usually count the actual votes on election day first, and then all these other votes get counted and folded in, which has led to charges of vote tampering and ballot stuffing when this large number of votes suddenly appears, and it is simply an artifact of the way the voting is being conducted and counting and counted. But to the specifics of what's being done now, because the presidential election cycle is a four-year cycle, the every two-year period, this is what they call midterm, all 435 members of the House of Representatives, the lower house in the Congress, are elected for two-year terms. And so every seat is up for grabs, although many of them, of course, it is so usual that one party or the other wins those seats. They're really a much smaller number are in major contestation. The Senate, every 2 years, one third of the Senate is elected. So this time around, because there've been a couple of resignations and I think there was a death, there are 35 senators that are up, or Senate seats actually, that are up for election. And in the run of things now, most people are looking at five or six of those as the key, because the Senate right now is split 50-50, 50 Democrats, 50 Republicans, with the vice president, who's a Democratic, Kamala Harris, casting the tie-breaking vote if it's a straight party vote, which it is not always. Places like New Hampshire, let me get it right now, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada are seen as the key states where Senate campaigns are really on a knife edge. Perhaps they shouldn't be, but they are, in part because of something we'll get to in a second. But to be truthful, some of the Republican candidates that have been nominated are, well, this is family radio, isn't it?
it's late. It's before nine, so you can say things. You can't swear, but you can say things.
All right. I mean, some of the candidates are woeful. Let's leave it at that.
Right.
In a place like Pennsylvania, Dr. Oz, you may remember him
of course.
From Oprah Winfrey.
Yes, of course.
The guy who sold vitamin supplements and gave you advice about your heart. He's been running as a Republican candidate, and people couldn't quite figure out whether he was a resident of Pennsylvania or not. And his opponent, John Fefferman, who tends to wear Bermuda shorts, has a bit of a beard, and has a reputation as a free spirit of major sorts, had a stroke just in the middle of the campaign. And so the question is whether or not he is deemed physically competent for the rigors of this thing, although in policy terms, it would have been something of a runaway, other things being equal. In Georgia, Raphael Warnock is the incumbent senator, but you remember he only won 2 years ago, because the seat had been vacated, and he is a member of, he is a a bearer, a wearer of the cloth. He's a preacher in the church that Martin Luther King Jr., among others, had been famous for serving. And his opponent is Herschel Walker. Now, most South Africans probably don't know Herschel Walker, but he was a standout football star at the University of Georgia and then in professional football years and years ago. And Mr. Walker has had a certain set of problems in defining the nature of truth, shall we say.
I'm loving how you're putting this across. He's got a challenge with defining the nature of truth. I like that.
He tended to forget he had a couple of children outside of marriage.
Look, we'd all like to sometimes forget our children and our obligations, but it's just not quite the way to go about living, right?
But most of us aren't running for Senate.
Exactly.
And there are two or three other seats but what this means is the Democrats have to come through on, by most calculations, four of those five races to stand a chance of holding a majority in the Senate.
So I saw an interview on CNN with Nancy Pelosi, and I almost got the impression there that there was a very, I don't know if I would say an acceptance that the Democrats might lose the House, but there certainly was, it was very much out there that this is a very real possibility.
No, it is. Part of it is just sort of situational. Midterm elections tend to be referendums on the incumbent president. So if there are problems, you take it out on the on the other people running for office. And the argument can be made now that the Democrats banked rather too heavily on the outrage over the Roe v. Wade overthrow by the Supreme Court in the Dobbs decision. Reproductive rights, sort of in a broad aspect.
Yes.
And there was a lot of outrage about it because this seemed to be not only an intrusion in personal and private matters, but an overthrowing of a half century's worth of precedent.
Right, it took America back many years.
Yeah, back to the 19th century almost. But this began to fade as, not because it still isn't salient and important, but it began to fade because other things became more pertinent to more people.
Right.
And, you know, the whole pitch of many of the Democratic candidates went a certain way, and it took them a while to recalibrate, reset, readjust, re-something. And what are we talking about? We're talking your standard kitchen table issues, the price of petrol. It may be lower
than
the
US. So the things that affect people
here,
on a daily basis versus these ideals about American society. Unfortunately, it is 9 o'clock. They're going to throw me out of here in a minute. Brooke Spector, I hope that we'll chat to you again later in the week as these things evolve and you can give us your analysis as to what is happening there in the United States in terms of the midterm election. That was Brooke Spector, associate editor at Daily Maverick and retired American diplomat, giving us some details and perspective around the American elections.